Let's meet our next two contestants, Brandon Blaine. You're a DJ. What is your DJ name?
Darth Vader.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Where do you usually DJ?
All over New England. Yeah, some New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts.
Do you do like private events, weddings,
sure, yeah.
engagement parties?
Yeah. I do a little bit of everything. Bars, nightclubs, whatever.
And your opponent is your wife, Ashley Blaine. Ashley, you work at a nonprofit and think your daughter will do just fine in the zombie apocalypse.
She'll do very well.
That's an interesting...
She's a fierce little being.
What's her main advantage over the zombies attacking?
I think she will them to death, as she does me. Yes.
So she will annoy them out of...
She will talk them out of it. She will just will her way right to the top of the... post-apocalyptic world.
Okay. How is she doing in the non-apocalyptic world?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Pretty
yeah.
good.
How yeah. old is this daughter?
She's 3.5.
Okay, 3.5.
yeah.
Lots of room. Brandon, if you could be a multi-hyphenated artist, you know, what disciplines would you combine? I mean, like singer-songwriter, actor-director, producer-writer, what would you choose?
Well, I'm already DJ, so it would be like DJ, producer, then kind of actor, probably.
DJ, producer, actor?
Yeah, sure.
I like it. How about you, Ashley? What disciplines would you combine?
I think I would be a foodie / escape room artist, because I love the escape
room. You love the escape room. Yes. What do you like best about the escape room experience? I've never done it.
I like the challenge and the time and the competitiveness.
So you're in a room and you have to figure out how to get out.
Correct.
I feel like that is my everyday. Like,
maybe.
I don't... Drake, Mark Wahlberg, LL Cool J. Not only are these three of my close personal friends, but they are also hip-hop and rap artists who crossed over to become actors. So that is the inspiration for this game. Puzzle Guru Art Chung, please explain.
So in this game, you're going to mash up movie titles with the names of famous hip-hop or rap artists. So if I said veteran cop Denzel Washington mentors Ethan Hawke about the album 3 Feet High and Rising, you'd answer Training De La Soul. Training Day plus De La Soul.
Yeah.
That can, just happened.
Yeah, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
You can
yep.
talk it out. That's True. My tip to you. Don't be intimidated. Ring in. Talk it out.
Don't be intimidated against the DJ. No.
Don't
not
be
a,
intimidated.
Not a bit.
Right,
no.
exactly. You'll be fine. You've escaped out of harder things.
Yes. yes.
Listen, actually, you've gotten out of rooms.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
So you can get out of anything.
You can get out of anything.
Here's another tip. The movie is always going to come first in the mashup.
Okay.
Here we go.
In the second Star Trek movie, Captain James T. Kirk faces off against the only person with a bigger ego than himself, Yeezy. Brandon.
Wrath of Kanye West.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you.
Not too bad, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
In Tim Burton's stop-motion dark fantasy, a rapper nicknamed Miss Demeanor gets her Yuletide freak on. Ashley.
The Nightmare Before Christmas, Elliot?
That's right.
Yeah. It's fun, right? It's
yes.
fun. I love the term Yuletide freak on. I feel like... I see like a Connecticut... woman, you know, housewife who is throwing a Christmas party that she's really excited about.
Like
she's
an eggnog like, party?
Yeah, yeah, right. She's like, we're going to get our Yuletide freak on. You know? She's like too excited about it. We're really going crazy this holiday season. In this sequel, Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson compete in an a cappella competition against a hologram of this California Love rapper. Brandon.
Pitch Perfect Tupac. Shakur?
Yes, that's yeah. right. I wanted all of it, and you delivered all of it. That is the premise of Pitch Perfect 3.
Adam Sandler, playing one of Satan's sons, must save his father using the infectious beats of Super Bass and Anaconda. Brandon.
Little Nicki Minaj.
That's right.
Are you a fan of Adam Sandler?
About maybe like 10, 15 years ago, yes,
yeah.
but anything new is just garbage.
Are you a fan of...
Sorry.
I don't think that's an unusual opinion.
Yeah.
Being Jewish, we don't believe in Adam Sandler.
See, I'm half Jew, so I only like his earlier stuff. So
that's right, exactly. This rapper and Oscar-nominated actress helps Helen Mirren's Elizabeth II bring down the House of Windsor. Helen Mirren's Elizabeth II. Puzzle Guru Archung, do you want to step in here with a hint?
I don't have a hint.
Oh.
Oscar-nominated actress?
Helen Mirren.
Yep, Helen Mirren.
Mm-hmm. Elizabeth was a...
I think I have half of it. Keep going.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well,
rapper.
And then a rapper.
Bring down the house is the... yes, Ashley. Do you want to talk it out?
Elizabeth Queen Latifah? Yeah.
Well... The movie, what's the name of the movie? Do you know the name of the
movie? That's a great question, Art.
Yeah.
A fantastic question. In many ways, it is the question.
In some ways.
You have put your finger right on the question that is at hand right now.
I don't think we can accept that.
Are you kidding me?
Well, she doesn't know the movie.
Oh. Brandon, do you know the movie?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, we were looking for the Queen Latifah. The Queen, Queen Latifah. I know.
You know what? You can protest later. You can protest later.
In the mind of an 11-year-old girl, Amy Poehler personifies the emotion of joy, and Andre 3000 and Big Boy are the voice of the Dirty South. Brandon.
Inside Outcast.
Exactly. Oof. Yeah.
Good job.
You'll be happy to hear that this is your last clue. MCA, Ad-Rock, and Mike D help Belle teach a monster to love, but not before rapping, "Listen all y'all, it's a talking clock." You're welcome, America. Ashley.
Beauty and the Beastie Boys.
You got it.
Puzziger Archung, our married couple, which one of them will move on?
Well, there's no escaping it. Brandon was the winner of this game. Congratulations, you're moving on to the final round.
Thank you very much.